It's Thursday, July 17, and I am Leonard Vitbien with your news at 8 a.m. News on One reports that President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa has called on Shell Namibia to be transparent about the status of its oil development and to clarify when production is set to start. The call came during meetings at State House in Windhoek on Wednesday with Shell Namibia and Swakopmund Uranium. Shell, which initially tried to enter through the failed Kudu Gas project, returned in 2014 to focus on deep water exploration and has since spent over 1 billion Namibia dollars drilling 9 offshore wells, becoming the first company to discover oil domestically. The Cybersecurity Incidents Response Team, operating under the Communications Regulatory Authority, has flagged a cyber attack involving systems linked to the Oshivarongo municipality. Spokesperson Mufaro Nesongano confirmed that the incident was detected on July 16 through credible threat intelligence sources. He adds that early findings point to potential data theft and a ransom demand from a threat actor known as INC Ransom.
Given the sensitivity of the matter, NAMSET has notified the municipality and recommended immediate containment measures, including data mapping to determine the extent of exposure and the isolation of affected systems. A formal investigation has been initiated, and NAMSET will provide an appropriate update in due course.
Still on cyber, yesterday marked the official opening of the International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition in Windhoek, set to conclude tomorrow. Speaking to our news team's Angie Scholtz at the event, cybersecurity expert Dr. Nishal Kusial-Esk discussed the Scam Report Namibia app, an innovative mobile solution aimed at tackling digital fraud and improving online security.
Scam Report Namibia is an app that we are making available to the public for free. And the purpose of the app is, when you download it onto your phone, you keep it as an active program. If you are the victim of a potential cybercrime, even if you're not a victim, but you are almost a victim, what the app does is it collates the information in order for us to have a view of what the pertinent crimes within the Namibian SADC space would be. It allows us to inform our law enforcement to be ready for this particular part of crime. And the second, that particular crime incident is broadcast amongst the population within the app itself.
The Forum for South Africa has accused President Cyril Ramaphosa of abusing power to shield corruption while burdening taxpayers. FORSA spokesperson Tebogo Mashilompane says Ramaphosa protects the elite and ignores the struggles of ordinary citizens. Mashilompane criticized his failure to fire Police Minister Senzo Mkunu, who allegedly lied under oath. He says the organization is demanding Ramaphosa's immediate resignation.
President Ramaphosa is the most inadequate leader in our history. Even the apartheid regime did not conduct itself in such a manner. A leader unwilling to make courageous decisions. FORSA calls for Ramaphosa to step down, allowing a capable leader to guide this nation.
On the international front, NVIDIA is set to resume shipments of its key AI chips to China. This after an apparent thaw in US-China trade relations led to a reversal of export restrictions. The move marks a major win for the chipmaker, which has been pushing to regain access to the world's second largest economy. Our correspondent on the ground is Ira Spitzer.
That follows a surprise shift by the Trump administration, which had previously banned shipments and forced NVIDIA to take a $4.5 billion write-down. The policy reversal comes amid broader trade talks as concerns grow that China could tighten its control over rare earth minerals, which are vital to chip production. Speaking in Beijing, Wang praised China's AI development and said that demand for NVIDIA's products remains strong. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.